Gospel topics in this issue: art, Christ's ministry and miracles, Book of Mormon, Latter-day Saint voices, callings, Getting Back on Track by Larry W. Sidwell, character, Living Right, Elder Richard G. Scott of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, children, Teaching Children to Worship by Joan Hughes and Helen Hughes, compassion, Easing the Pain of Miscarriage by Summer Thorpe, decisions, Living Right by Elder Richard G. Scott, ensign, Waiting for the Bus by Sam Ann Anderson, faith, Living Right, Elder Richard G. Scott, family home evening, Random Sampler, food storage, Random Sampler, Home Teaching the Single Sister by Sally Hollinger, hymns, Taking Courage in the Hymns, inspiration, Latter-day Saint voices, Spencer W. Kimball, Spencer W. Kimball, Man of Action by Garrett H. Garf, Jesus Christ, All Things Bear Record of Him by Adam C. Olson, Lessons from the Old Testament, Thou Art the Christ by Elder C. Scott Groh, and Christ's Ministry and Miracles, The Earrings by Viktor Makarov, New Testament, Lessons from the Old Testament, Thou Art the Christ, Elder C. Scott Groh, prayer, Lost on the Tundra by Todd Crossland, primary, Getting Back on Track by Larry W. Sidwell, reverence, Teaching Children to Worship by Joan Hughes and Helen Hughes, Sabbath, Keeping the Sabbath and Keeping My Job by Kendall Bryan Hunter, Satan, First Presidency Message, The Forces That Will Save Us by President James E. Faust, scriptures, Lost on the Tundra by Todd Crossland, service, Waiting for the Bus by Sam Ann Anderson, singles, Home Teaching the Single Sister by Sally Hollinger, spiritual protection, First Presidency Message, The Forces That Will Save Us, President James E. Faust, temptation, First Presidency Message, The Forces That Will Save Us, President Faust, and unity, The Earrings by Viktor Makarov. Coming in February, look for articles on finding hope and strength in the gospel as the only church member in your Finding hope and strength in the gospel as the only church member in your family. Restoring peace and unity through turning the other cheek. Choosing to follow the wisdom of God instead of the wisdom of men, even when it doesn't seem to make sense to do so. This concludes the Ensign Magazine for January 2007. Recorded in the studios of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, at the Conference Center in Salt Lake City, Utah, and at the Motion Picture Studio in Provo, Utah. Read by Elizabeth Watkins, Charlene Stewart, Dwayne Case, Clarissa Saran, and David Shaw, December 2006.